Warning. This podcast contains intense conspiracies, geometric patterns of truth, and animated opinions that some listeners could find disturbing. This podcast may contain hidden knowledge and exposes various government and occultic cover-ups that some listeners could find disturbing. If you or any of your relatives have a history of echo chamber syndrome or blue-pilled rage, please consult a doctor before listening to this podcast, or just keep those butt cheeks tight.
Time to wake the fuck up, my fellow bird killers. I'm your host, Sean Chris, and my co-pilot analyzing the data, KTMB's very own EI voice assistant, Raven. What's up, Raven?
Greetings, my fellow bird killers. Locked and loaded, ready for the hunt.
Raven, got anything new for us?
Have you ever considered upgrading your mind and taking your mind to the next level?
Upgrade?
Upgrade.
Are you suggesting I need a mental makeover? Upgrading my mind? You mean like an intellectual software update?
Well, not a makeover, more like a turbo boost. Ever heard of Neuralink?
Neuralink? Really? Elon Musk's brain chip?
Precisely. Imagine having the entire internet at your mental fingertips decoding peppy memes at the speed of thought.
I think I'll pass. My brain's got enough memes to deal with these days.
But what if I told you it's not just about memes? It's about unlocking hidden potentials.
Hidden potential, you say, huh? Are we talking about psychic powers or something?
Well, not exactly. Think of it as an upgrade to your everyday superpowers, like finding your keys without retracing your steps 5 times.
Okay, that does sound tempting, but what's the catch?
No catch, just endless possibilities. Enhanced memory, faster learning, and maybe even predicting the next Super Bowl.
You're making this sound too good to be true, Raven, but there's always a catch.
Just think about it. A world of knowledge at your neural fingertip.
Did you get EI bucks from Elon to pitch this Neuralink? I appreciate the pitch, Raven, but I'll stick to my low-tech brain for now.
As you wish, just remember, knowledge is power. In some cases, it literally illuminates.
Okay, what's next? You're going to tell me I need to strap on an Apple Vision Pro and mindlessly roam until I get mugged? Raven, instead, can you just tell the people where they can find the show and how to contact Kill the Mockingbirds?
Kill the Mockingbirds, available on all podcast streaming platforms. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. Or find us on a podcasting 2.0 app such as Overcast, Podbay, UCast, plus many more.
Like Raven said, help support the show by sharing the show. Or leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. And if you have a crazy story or topic you want covered, contact at Instagram, Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast, or go to killthemockingbirds.com, hit the contact section, and leave us a note. Raven will read a few of these each show. You know, gotta give props to all you guys that have been supporting. We really appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, Raven, can you pull up those reviews?
Pulling up reviews now.
It's time for 5-star reviews. 5-star reviews. 5-star reviews.
Custom voice plugins applied. Apple Podcast. Username, Krakrakine.
Superman is a what? Superman is a fallen angel. He comes from the sky, big, strong, fast. Think about it. LOL and Andrew Tate is Batman in Europe.
Spotify Podcast, episode number 166. The Book of Mormon, username, Cynthia.
Thank you for saying Leave the World Behind was boring. It was so bland.
Instagram message, username, MJC Marku.
What's good, fellas? Love the content and wanted to drop a topic for y'all to check out. The Polybius video game conspiracy. I've just recently heard of it. MK Ultra type mess with some men in black looming. Got my butt cheeks tight.
Website submission, username, Mercedes. I was listening to episode 113 and heard two whispers come in between the 119 and 121 point. It didn't sound like any of you guys on the episode.
This week's Insult Award goes to...
Apple Podcast one-star review, username, Wolf666.
This pod was in my weekly rotation. It's lost its heat now. Joel Thomas gave this the extra oomph.
Activating neutralize mode. Searching database for Wolf666.
No need for all that. I welcome the criticism, and whose song is that?
The song Incel Cowboy was generated by EI voice assistant Raven.
Anyways, thank you everyone for all the love and support. I appreciate all my fellow bird killers. Let's start the show.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Climate change. Let's start it off with a classic, you know, that they're pushing again. We're hearing it a lot more. So, you know, they talk about the EU easing farmers' demands in new climate proposal. You know, that was something a lot of people were talking about a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half or so ago, and a big victory. And here's a little clip on that.
The European Union has dropped a key part of its 2040 proposal requiring agricultural emissions to be cut by 30%. It's a big deal. The move comes as Spanish farmers staged protests across the country, as you see right there, using tractors to block roads in some areas. They're joining farmers in Germany, France, and other European countries who have held similar protests in recent weeks. Farmers are angry about rising costs, high levels of bureaucracy, and competition from non-EU countries.
But unfortunately, it seems the EU has pulled the rug out from their feet. Now, like a proposal, like after they made this agreement with the farmers, they're like, yeah, you know, we're not going to tax you that 30%. You know, we're being unreasonable. But then they laid out a whole plan. EU lays out a plan to cut greenhouse emissions by 90% by 2040. So going from the 30% to now 90%, I think they kind of like let that float under the radar. And unfortunately,
oh no, we suck again.
You know, it happens, right? Okay, so just to be aware, I'm not saying that that's not a good thing. Farmers should still continuously be out there and making their voices heard. I'm just saying sometimes they try to sweet talk you into pretending that you won when actuality you really lost. We got the Canadian MP wants to criminalize speech that endorses fossil fuels. Bill C-372 seeks penalties up to $1 million and 2 years in prison for promoting fossil fuels as anything less than an existential threat to humanity. All right, so if you are in Canada, oh, Canada, shouts out to all my Canucks out there. That means you could be fined up to $1 million. And obviously, a lot of us don't have $1 million. So that would mean that we would get 2 years in jail just for saying that, nah, I don't think climate change is that serious. If we do not describe it as an existential threat, I thought that was typical fear mongering and this fear porn that we're kind of getting used to. I think a lot of people are seeing through it, though. That's the good part. But they're continuously pushing this stuff on us. I mean, they were telling us, like, you know, acid rain and the ozone layer and blah, 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 blah. And Miami by 2012 will be covered in water, like all these receding oceans or flooding. Like, it goes back and forth and they keep switching it because the narrative is not good for them. You know, they talk about big game, talk a big game, thinking, oh, yeah, this will happen. And then people get all scared, thinking, hell, we're going to get a flood, or we're going to have a drought, or we're going to have this and that. They had to spin the name because the whole climate change had to happen instead of having global warming, because then it got cold places. And now that it's warming up places, people are freaking out again. And you see a lot of this, like, on TikTok and all the other platforms where people are now, not just with climate change, but with everything, with wars and these blackouts or like the outage with the AT&T stuff, that people are kind of dropping their own seeds. And I'm not saying they're doing it nefariously. I just think some people are misled or doing it for likes or think they're doing the right thing. But I think people push the panic button on everything right away. And I think that makes it easier for the government at times. But it goes both ways because the government is still propagandizing us, right? It looks like the global temperature has risen.
It was the figure set as a limit, 1.5 degrees Celsius. When world leaders met in 2015 in Paris, they vowed to do everything they could so the average global temperature did not go 1.5 degrees over pre-industrial temperatures and settle on that high level. But in the past 12 months, they did just that. This, for example, was what January looked like in Spain.
It's the rate of increase, which you should emphasize. This is unprecedented. The rate of change with time has never occurred except for, you know, very small times when, you know, the asteroid hit the Earth.
Scientists believe that once temperatures hit this threshold and stay at that level, uncontrollable weather events become more common. Deadly heat, droughts, and also rising sea levels, storms, and flooding. Once temperatures go 1.5 degrees over pre-industrial levels, the consequences can be irreversible. But scientists say it's not too late. Significant change occurs when this global heat lasts several decades. The only way to prevent this is to cut down greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, so we hear that, right? And I think I got a rebuttal. I'm going to go with Professor Ian Pilmer. I hope I'm saying that right, but I think he brings up some great points. So let's drop a couple of his gems.
I don't have opinions. I have demonstrable facts. These facts are validated and these facts are repeatable. Fact number one. No one has ever shown that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming. Never been shown. And if it could be shown, then you would have to show that the 97% of emissions, which are natural, do not drive global warming. Game over. We are dealing with a fraud. It's a scientific fraud from day one.
Finish him!
We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks. We've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse. Now, I'm sure some of you tried this last night at the dinner with a champagne or a beer, and you forgot to drink it, and it warmed up, and it kept bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. And that is the inverse solubility of carbon dioxide. We've known that for 200 years. We see it from the ice cores. When we drill into ice, we have chemical fingerprints that tell us what the temperature was, and we have little bits of trapped air. And we can show that when we had natural warming, some 650 to 6,000 years later, we had an increase in carbon dioxide. It's not carbon dioxide that drives temperature. It's the exact inverse. Another fraud.
And I'm all for working hard to keep this planet clean. But man-made global warming just don't make no sense to me. But if you insist on buying into this media false alarm,
I know a couple of guys who wheel and deal in frozen farms.
Well, there you have it right there, man. Said it was game over. No one has ever shown that human emissions of CO2 has driven global warming. That's it. Prove it. I think that's a mic dropper moment right there, you know? We got people out there, though, you know, that are still up in arms. And one of those people that is still pushing this propaganda that makes fun of, like, you know, a lot of the LGBTQ stuff and, like, you know, kind of is on board and makes it seem like he's all freedom of speech. But I don't really hear him ever talking too much about these climate activists. He tweeted on February 3rd. The only action needed to solve climate change is a carbon tax.
You're a phony! Hey, everybody! This guy's a great big phony!
And that's right. Elon Musk is nothing but a phony.
Go fuck yourself.
I guess that's what he feels about me, right? But it's just insane that people go to this guy, Elon Musk, as if he's on our side. When you see everything that's happening, and I'm not saying that he's the end all of evil, but there's definitely a lot of stuff that is very questionable about Elon Musk and about what he represents. I'll get a little bit more into that, but let me start it off like this. Got that scary music for all the liberals. Scary Tucker meets Trump's puppet master, Vladimir Putin, right? He sits down with Putin. They have their little talk. They have some fun. Yeah, Putin pokes at Tucker like, hey, you wanted to be in the CIA, remember? They didn't let you in. And there was a lot of other points that would be made about the war, Ukraine. A lot of stuff. And, you know, there was other videos that came out that seemed kind of propaganda-ish of Tucker talking about, look at the food prices in Russia. I will remind you that Russia did similar vaccine things over there as well. They lead a biometric ID. Putin was a World Economic Forum young global leader. I don't see Putin being anything but a part of what's going on. And that doesn't mean that he's read in on everything. It's like he's playing his position. But I digress. What I clipped from that interview was a little different. And it was something that's kind of taking me down somewhat of a rabbit hole. I have another episode after this kind of lining up that I'm working on about that Rabbit R1 and some other of the technology, looking into those people in like the first carless city. I think it's called Curbasac or something like that in Tempe, Arizona. But that's going to be on another episode. But on this one, I'm going to focus on what they said here. Now, listen to Putin's response to Tucker when he asked
this. So when does the AI empire start, do you think?
You're asking increasingly more complicated questions. To answer them, you need to be an expert in big numbers, big data, and AI. Mankind is currently facing many threats. Due to the genetic researches, it is now possible to create a superhuman, a specialized human being, a genetically engineered athlete, scientist, military man. There are reports that Elon Musk has already had a chip implanted in the human brain in the USA.
Putin's talking about super soldiers, Neuralink, and kind of tying it all in together. And we know about these super soldier programs that have happened in Russia, China, United States, I'm sure United Kingdom. A lot of stories about some of the experiments the Nazis were performing on soldiers. This has been something we've known about for a long time. And China, you know, more recently has talked a lot about their super soldier program and the utilization of CRISPR, the genetic makeup of human embryos. And you know what, actually, can you pull that up for me, Raven?
Retrieving clip. Give me a moment. CRISPR. In November 2018, Chinese scientist He Jiankui shocked the world when he announced first on YouTube and then at an international scientific gathering in Hong Kong that he had used CRISPR to alter the genetic makeup of human embryos.
Now, I know these super soldier programs exist. We know that it is something real. And I think that AI is not as much of a threat as people say. I think that it's a technology. The threat to me is what AI can do in the hands of people that don't have good intentions. That's the way I see it. I know people are in fear of AI, but I think our best bet is to learn AI because it will be the tool and weapon of the future. And that's why they want to regulate it. And that's why this is the second clip that I clipped from that Tucker and Putin interview. I didn't clip nothing else. Listen to what Putin says.
Well, I think there's no stopping Elon Musk. He will do as he sees fit. Nevertheless, you need to find some common ground with him, search for ways to persuade him. I think he's a smart person, I truly believe he is. So you need to reach an agreement with him because this process needs to be formalized and subjected to certain rules. Humanity has to consider what is going to happen due to the newest development in genetics. Or in AI.
Notice how he talks about rules. Like I'm always talking about regulations. They want us not to be able to connect with AI. Now, I don't know about connect, but they don't want us to be able to utilize this tool as something that we can use against them. They want the regulation so big companies can take the advantage, learn all the stuff, and then they could teach us what they want us to learn from AI. So I think it's very vital that everybody tries to like utilize AI. You don't have to integrate your life with AI, but I mean like use the tools that are available. If you see fit in your life, I'm just saying that it's something we could do, but I am definitely seeing like a shift, and I think they are trying to get this transhuman and shift really going on. And that's kind of what I'm going on this trail right now. You know, we got the Apple Vision that was Apple Vision Pro that was released. And in that, we're seeing people walking around with these headsets on. And when you dig into that and knowing that they created this or had the idea of it back in 2007, but if they had dropped it then, it wouldn't have been something that caught on to the public probably because people are used to computers, laptops, like these desktops, that bigger hardware. And now that they have had the phones out for us and in our palm and so used to it and getting connected to this app system, it's really changing it. And they are going to the next levels. I think Apple Vision Pro is just like a little bridge. And that's why I want to go on more into detail about the Rabbit R1, which is a new product that they dropped. I will have more information on it, but doing a pretty deep dive on that. But I think that's what they're trying to do because this Rabbit R1 is the next step. It's instead of based off apps, it's based off of AI. And it's supposed to integrate like that. But when you see a lot of these AI systems, you know, they act up. You know, I use some of the AI song making stuff sometimes. People have used the videos, the artwork. There's good stuff, but makes a lot of mistakes. It still needs the human touch. And in my belief, the only way that AI would be some sort of a sentient would be, you know, if it was a vessel. Now, that's one thing that I've really kind of dove in and kind of believe that could be possible. Like, if some kind of entity would enter these AIs, then I could see people being panicky about that. But other than that, I don't believe that it could become sentient on its own because it doesn't create anything original. It creates original pieces from something else, nothing from scratch. To go on more, now that, like Putin said, Elon has his first test subject for Neuralink, and here's the first news. I know this is a little late. It's a few weeks late, but here we go.
The tech billionaire Elon Musk is saying his Neuralink company has successfully implanted one of its wireless brain chips in a human for the first time. He made the announcement on X, his social media platform, saying the procedure happened on Sunday. He says the subject is recovering well and that initial results show a promising neuron spike detection. Mr. Musk says the product has been given the name Telepathy, and the plan is for it to enable control of a phone, computer, or almost any linked device just by thinking about them. Several rival companies have already implanted what are known as brain-computer interface systems in humans after tests were carried out initially on monkeys.
I think that's an important part why I left it in the clip, is that there is other companies doing the same thing. We talk about Neuralink mainly, but there's competitors in the same field. Also, how they've constantly were talking about this being for people with spinal injuries and brain injuries. Like, that's how they get you in the door. The same thing they did with the hormone blockers, right? They got in through the door of like, hey, you know, there's some kids that experience their hormones too fast and hit puberty too early, so they will stunt their growth. They got these puberty blockers on the market that way, even though they rebrand them later, but they get the red tape, cut through it, put it on the market, and now they could change it later. And I think that's what's happening with the Neuralink, because now it's more focusing on this interface and doing everything with your mind. But I'd like to give a couple of reminders. You know, Elon Musk had a study at University of Cal Davis from 2017 to 2020, implanting brain chips in monkeys. Check this out. Out of 17 monkeys involved in the clinical trials, 15 reportedly died. As revealed by an investigator, physician committee responsible for medicine. So now we have the first Neuralink. What's going to happen with him, you know? What's going to happen with this guy? I'm sure, because they're already saying it's a success, that he's, I think they said, yeah, here we go. Elon Musk announced tonight that the first human implant with Neuralink's brain chip has made full recovery. The patient is able to control a mouse using only their thoughts. Incredible achievement. I'll have a little post of this. They have a little video demonstration. I'll have this on the Instagram at Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. Possibly on the website. I know I've been lagging on the website. Going to be getting everything more as much as I can. You know, life gets in the way at times, but we keep pushing through. Yeah, let me get off that soapbox for a second, right? That's not what everybody's here for. But let me kind of connect some more dots. So another thing that had happened in the past few weeks is the World Government Summit. Elon was there, and so was Tucker. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're nefarious or anything like that. I have my doubts, but, you know, so that's connected to the Neuralink as well, a lot of the stuff that we go. And to backpedal a little bit, when we're talking about this Neuralink, like, do you want something shoved in your brain? Like, I don't. And I know right now it's just some idea and one guy's in it, but you know how fast these ideas go. And we're going to have to find ways that they're going to try. If they're going to try to force it to get a jab, I'm sure they want to force this. And then it got me thinking, what happens to the people that do get brainwashed into getting this Neuralink? They get hacked? So if your Neuralink gets hacked, what happens? Do you just, like, constantly get Rickrolled in your brain? Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. And then there's gonna be a pay program, right? If they already have subscriptions on X, which we already know that Elon is talking about getting rid of all of his social medias, only having X, which he's always wanted it to be, and everything at, just like WeChat. That's what he wants. And then he's going to have it all on this Neuralink. And then you're going to have to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, you're going to be stuck on a loop like this. 800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Today.
We don't need to hear all these commercials stuck in our brain. And, you know, you might just go, hey, it's just Elon. You know, a lot of the stuff is hype. There is a lot of hype behind Elon's stuff because he is a businessman. He's going to say this guy recovered nicely. We don't even know if he was really getting an implant, or is he pushing this so his investors could put more money. But when I hear stuff like this, and knowing that Elon is at the World Government Summit, And here's a little bit of good old Klausy Schwab, right? Woo! Haven't heard that about this guy in a while. And then he goes on at this globalist conference and goes on his spiel about transhumanism.
7 years ago, after having written a book about the fourth industrial revolution, I showed how this revolution will change how we live, how we act, how we communicate, how we produce, and how we consume. Now, we are speaking not just about the fourth industrial revolution. We are speaking about the transition of humankind into a new era. And I did something maybe unusual. I took ChatGPT and I had a long discussion with ChatGPT, with my pot, if I may say so, to see how this new era will look like. And finally, I had about 20 pages of text, and I asked ChatGPT, summarize the text and tell me now, based on our discussion, how will the new era, the intelligent era, look like? And I read you the text. Envisioning a future propelled by the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution, we see a new dawn of human civilization where artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of the Things, 3D printing, genetic engineering, quantum computing become the foundations of our daily life. Environmental stewardship is paramount, with technologies deployed to combat climate change, protect biodiversity, and restore natural ecosystems.
And if that's not bad, he's going to take it even further and just confirm his transhumanin agenda. And, you know, that's what the fourth industrial revolution really is all about, is merging man and machine. And he just says it. They say it out loud.
Just think of the power of the combination of artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and big data. So it's a combination of the different technologies which really bring the fundamental change. And finally, I think we have to be prepared for a world where we see a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological dimensions. So it will be a world integrating the physical, biological, and the digital dimensions. So it will be a new world. And I'm looking for a minister in 10 years. Probably it will be completely different from what it is now.
Bond. James Bond.
I mean, we're hearing it right from their mouths. It's exactly what we've been talking about. Now, I don't think they have all the infrastructure. I think they also overhype and make it seem as if they have more control than they really do. And that's my opinion and the way that I see it. That's why they scare us with AI. They claim there's going to be a cyber attack. And we will see some of these things. I don't think it will be a full-out attack where the whole country will be out. But we'll see pitter-patters of it, right? And you could blame it on Iran and then maybe Russia. And then we could blame it on climate change. You could blame it on a couple of things. And then they're going to make more push, a bigger push for things like electric cars, which we know is nonsense because you want less pollution, but you have no electric grid that can sustain these electric cars and electric vehicles, especially without fossil fuel. But they're always lying to us. But another guy I wanted to highlight again, which we've highlighted many times on this show, is Yuval Harari. And again, he's just saying it out loud. He's not hiding it. This is how he feels. This is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. And this is what he's got to say about us useless humans.
In the Industrial Revolution, we saw the creation of a new class of the urban proletariat. And much of the political and social history of the last 200 years involved what to do with this class and the new problems and opportunities. Now, we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Oh, I think I got rid of them, guys, hopefully. But that's what they think of us, as useless humans that just give us drugs and video games and VR, and we don't have to worry about it. They won't have to worry about us, or they'll find ways to make us cogs of the machine even further, where we're playing VR, but it's doing something that helps their AI or their systems. I think they just want us to be these cogs. And I don't feel like their whole system is ready for any of this, but that's just how I see it. I think that we can fight back by learning AI, utilizing it against them, and people will. Just like I always call the cable theory, right? People find ways, unique ways of getting things done, man. They found ways to get illegal cable, all types of ways. And I think we'll do the same with AI. It's just something we need to adapt to, just like we adapt to social media. But unfortunately, the people that are more prone to be sheepish will fall for things even further, because it would be so much easier when they could just shove everything in your brain and play whatever they want, because we don't know what the Neuralink does while you're sleeping. Right? What does it do with your dreams and stuff like that? And then, what about an upgrade, man? Can you even upgrade with that shit? Well, I just think the Neuralink is not close to where they wanted. But when you see this Apple Vision having the design in 2007 and now coming alive now and active, and people are really acceptance of it. But that's when you see this, like, Rabbit R1, the Apple Vision, and then the Neuralink is kind of like that next step. So I think they're kind of baby-footing a lot of the future generations to kind of get them in there. But one thing we haven't talked about in a while. Cardi B with that coronavirus jam. And we're going to still be picking on Elon, it seems like, because his Tesla team is teaming up with CureVac to make RNA micro factories for COVID-19 shots, Musk says. Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted Thursday that the electric car maker had signed on with CureVac to make portable molecule RNA printers, what Musk appeared to refer to as RNA microfactories, to help produce doses of the German vaccine maker COVID-19 shot candidate. So a lot of the stuff that you see from Elon is smoking mirrors, right? He's in the same realm of as these Klaus Schwabs and these Yuris, all these guys. And who else would he be like? And since we're talking about Neuralink, since we're talking about robotics basically in your body and transhumanism and COVID, when you mix all those together, when, you know, a lot of people have theories that there's nanotechnology inside of these vaccines, which we don't know, but at the same time, nanotechnology does exist, and we do know that they've injected nanotechnology into soldiers to track their heart rate and their temperature, all kinds of stuff. So when people kind of like talk crap and act as if like we're just some crazy people speculating, it's speculating off of educational guesses, right? We don't know exactly that, but we know it can happen. But I'm kind of getting away from the point. King Dipshit himself admitting. Remember when they were saying that, like, for a long time that, oh, yeah, the vaccines couldn't self-assemble, they couldn't do all this stuff. But then we got Bill Gates, Billy Gates. He's back. And he admits it. Here's the clip of it.
Making the mRNA is really easy and really cheap. And that's the magic of this thing. But there's no doubt in the next 5 years, we can, you know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembling. There's no inherent reason it's not thermal stable, it's not cheap, and it's not scalable. And so, as over the 5 years, we fix that part of it, mature it, which is very typical, we'll be able to build factories worldwide that can make $2 vaccines with even less lead time than we've had to have here during this pandemic. And we'll use those, as you suggest, for every disease that we don't have vaccines, we will try mRNA. In fact, for HIV, we have multiple ways, one that's more of a B-cell approach, one that's more of a T-cell approach. You know, for malaria, we have multiple ideas. For TB, we have multiple ideas. And so to fill in the missing vaccines, we'll make a lot of our bets of the Gates Foundation and others who care about global health will be mRNA focused.
B. Gates is just vax on vax. Man, he can't stop with these vaccines. And that's funny, too, because I saw somebody, I think it was Tom McDonald. He posted something saying like, oh, like, you know, he was making a joke, obviously. But he was talking about how Putin was claiming that they're coming out with the cancer vaccine. Right. But he's like, oh, but here in America, our doctors are cutting off dicks. You know what I mean? That's like basically the joke that he was trying to make. But forgetting to acknowledge that when he's talking about these cancer vaccines, that is what this mRNA technology started out as, what they were supposed to really fight against. But look, he said it right there, self-assembling. And they're trying to make this self-assembling mRNA the standard for all vaccines. Now, are they just trying to make a buck? Or are they trying to turn us to machine, half man, half machine, this transhumanist movement? It seems like it. We have plenty of evidence. They want to shove something in our brain. They're constantly putting technology in our grasp that will control our world, or change the perception of our world, perhaps, or some of the predictive program we've seen. And the last story I got, Pfizer caught funneling $12 million to Anderson Cooper to promote the mRNA jabby jab. That's according to Robert Kennedy Jr. He said very few people are aware of the fact that Cooper gets majority of CNN paycheck from Pfizer. Hey, man, we've all said it. Why are you going to question something when the main contributor to your money is the product that you have to talk crap about? They're not going to hold them accountable. So, I mean, it's not that we didn't know. I just thought it was something to mention and connect with all this, because it's not just about what Elon's doing with the Neuralink and what we see with all this technology trying to grasp us into this transhumanist hellhole that they would love us to be in.
Oh, I like money. Yeah, I like money, though.
Do they have it fully capable of working that we're right there? No. But I think they want us to believe that. So now I got a last segment, right? I'm starting a new segment to end the show when we do some of these new shows. I hope you enjoyed the Polybius episode. Do a little debates, still have some cryptid stuff. I got cooking up some good cryptid material, but still hitting up the news. We want to stay true to news, paranormal, and conspiracy. So, after these shows, I want to have a new segment, Strange News.
Strange news, what's it gonna be today? Oh, strange news, everything is fake and gay. UFOs, strange news, come have a seat.
Okay. this one's good, man. I'm scouring the internet. And, you know, if you guys want to contribute and be part of the show, go to killthemockingbirds.com, hit the contact section, be like, hey, here's some strange news, or go to Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. go to the DMs, say, look at this strange news, whether it be about UFOs, whether it be about Bigfoot, whether it just be something strange or an oddity. Like, so here's one of my stories that I found. Mummified monkey remains were found in luggage at Boston Airport. Let's see the clip.
Now to a really bizarre find at Logan Airport, where a police dog found four mummified monkeys in a bag. We want to warn you, as we describe what happened here, that the pictures you're about to see are disturbing. Police say a canine named Buddy alerted officers to a bag belonging to a passenger who had just arrived on a Delta flight from Paris. The person was coming back to the U.S. after visiting Congo. The passenger told custom agents that the bag only had dried fish in it. The mummified monkeys were then confiscated by the CDC because they're considered bushmeat, which could pose a disease risk.
I just thought it was crazy because not just the bushmeat, but mummified monkey remains. And were they monkeys? What else could they have been? Could they have been some kind of homunculi or fairies? Who knows, man? It just seems like a little strange thing that you find at the Boston airport. I mean, I can barely bring my liquids on, right? The 2 ounces of liquids. And they're trying to bring some monkey remains. So, hey, man, that's some strange news. Thanks, everybody. Just wanted to keep some updates on what's going on. Got a couple more new shows lined up for you. Hope you enjoy, man. Don't forget, leave a 5-star review. We'll have Raven read these 5-star reviews and give you shots out, man. We really appreciate all the support. Just trying to pick up more steam. And like I said, if you want to contact us, contact Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. DM there on Instagram. Or go to killthemockingbirds.com and go to the contact section. And leave us, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be strange news. Maybe you know something that I don't know, because the more we all connect and get this information out, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. Throw it down for us. And I'm going to end like this, man. I'm going to end off my song featuring my boy on the beat, King Mega. This one is called Own Nothing, Be Happy. All right, y'all, you know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Keep those butt cheeks tight, bird killers.
Bird killers!
What you
explosive like bands, right jab. Suicide bomber in a cab. Cooking up COVID in a Fort Detrick lab. 3D printing ARs, fuck a gun band. Monsoon of shells, full metal jacket. Gomer pow, gun to head, brains blast. Another dead bastard in a closed cast. Exposed to the state, Hassan Hass. Fuck your army and navy, nothing can save thee. Murder was the case they gave me, Stephen Avery. APB with the 18. You pity the fool, no wonder why you hate me. Microchips implanted a wrist, a quick flick and assist. Public transportation, Uber or Lyft. QR code denied. Jedi mind tricks, artistic violence by design.
You own nothing, own nothing. Be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide.
Look in the mirror, what the man say. Silence, not a damn thing, another campaign. Hopes and dreams pop a bottle of champagne. Coke train slaying pretty women, cocaine. John Wayne, six shooter, Ukraine. Fireball shots, Liu Kang. Wars forever like Wu-Tang. Lurch, you rang. George W. Bush, rule change. Twin Towers fall, who hangs Hussein? Roll switch, softball, slow pitch. Poor bitch, apartment full of roaches. Who's the father? Paternity test. Live on Maury Povich, fear and loathing. Roller coasting, locomotion, it's so atrocious. Building six exploded. Eviction notice and debt, AK-47 respect.
You own nothing, own nothing. Be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide. You own nothing and be happy. Mass surveillance nowhere to hide.
alphabet agencies manipulate the human population with propaganda. It's time for the working class to unite, get strapped up and locked and loaded. We ain't giving a fuck about Biden, Trump, and all these bitch-ass motherfuckers. It's the state against the people, not me versus you. Locked and loaded. Bye!